you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a huge year, right? I mean, for so many of us, but yeah. For you guys, I mean, the album's out. You guys released 5 AM earlier this year as well, yeah. Which was received so well. And very recently, you won Best Live Act in New South Wales for this year's NLMAs.
Yay.
So exciting. Is it safe to say it's been a bit of a mixed bag of a year, though?
Yeah, it's been... I've personally loved it. It's been like my favorite year.
Really?
Yeah, which I know I feel bad saying that because I understand it's been really difficult for a lot of people. So I don't take that for granted. But for me personally, I've just been so creative. I've released my record. And we've been playing shows. And yeah, the NLMAs, like it's been a very exciting year for me.
Yeah. And I mean, looking at the record, Late Night Essentials is a record name. Why?
It was just kind of a bit of a joke, a bit of a gag. We were kind of looking at like all these albums, you know, when people have like the greatest hits or like the, I don't know, essentials. And I was just like, let's call it Late Night Essentials because it's funny, but it's also kind of cool.
Yeah, 100%. And yeah. I mean, there's this really nice kind of 70s Americana vibes on here. Yeah. And I feel like a lot of those records, you know, that had those like, you know, Late Night Essentials, I feel like was definitely a 70s record.
Yeah, yeah.
It just kind of fits really nicely. Do you think that played in your mind a little bit?
Or I think
just,
so.
Like, it's a bit funny.
I think so. We also were just coming up with like some ridiculous names for her. I wish I could remember them now, but just some funny names. But no, I wanted it to kind of have that 70s old kind of sound in the name as well. And then I've got, you know, my friend Imogen Renee, who did the artwork for it.
Yeah, which is awesome.
I know, it's amazing.
I mean, the process of writing the album, I mean, I read that you did a lot of writing while you were on tour. What was that kind of like, writing on the road?
I love writing on the road. That's when I feel the most inspired, because I'm watching things happen or things are happening to me. I think a lot of these songs I wrote when I was on tour in America, so like quite a few years ago, and going through some weird things over in America, growing up a little bit, I think. But yeah, I think when you're on the road, that's the best time to write. I get a bit like stuck when I'm at home because nothing's really happening, or if I have to work every day, I'm not feeling that inspired. But COVID definitely re-inspired and reinvigorated my creative side.
Yeah. One of the things that I really love about this album as well is I think you've taken quite a personal turn. I mean, there's some stories on here that's really nice and really funny as well. And one of those, and I think you know what I'm about to ask, is about 5 AM.
Oh, yeah.
Could you tell us a bit about the story and how you wrote that one?
Well, I was on tour in America with Sam, my guitarist, and I'd been in Canada for about a month prior to that, just visiting some friends, and I slept with my ex-boyfriend, which was very stupid of me. But, you know, I was infatuated.
We all do it. We all do it.
He was Canadian, you know?
Yeah, he's too nice.
Exactly. But I'd left my shirt in his house, and I was flying out the next day, and it was my favorite shirt, and I was like, I need this shirt for tour.
What shirt was it?
My best shirt. It was a black like lace. So I can't fit into it anymore because I've put on so much weight. But
2020, it's a 2020 mood.
But yeah, it was this black kind of singlet, which I wanted to wear all tour, and I went back to his house at like literally 5 AM in the morning, and like broke into his house. Well, I didn't break in. I climbed in his window. Also, I was having sex with him the night before. Oh, can I say that on the radio?
Yeah, that's fine. It's community radio.
People have sex. It's fine.
It's okay.
You know, so I was like, it's not breaking in. Like, we were together the night before. So I climb in the window and I like sneak upstairs, and I had no intention of waking him up. So I just like grabbed my shirt from the floor and like started going out, and he woke up and he just lost it. He was like, what are you doing? Like, you scared the shit out of me. And he's like, I'm going to call the cops on you. And I was like, what are you talking about? You're being so dramatic. Like, shut up. Like, I'm leaving. It's fine. And then get to America. I should make this a quick, it's a very long story.
That's okay. We've got time. I've got plenty of time.
And I get to America, I'm at the airport in Canada. So I've just dealt with that. At the airport in Canada, hungover, waiting to fly to America. And I get pulled out of the line, and they go through all of my, because I didn't have a flight booked back home. It was my fault. Anyway.
Oh, when you were going to America and they're like,
well,
super...
I did, but I had it because I was going back to Canada. I had the flight coming back from out of Canada. So instead of America, like I just confused myself anyway. Right. Confused myself, ended up telling them I didn't have a flight home, even though I did. And they took me off my flight and like went through all of my bags, just went through everything, all my photos, my diaries. Like I was just like, oh my God, like I'm not going to get into America. I'm not going to be able to do this tour. And then they like open this box and it's full of my CDs, which of course it's illegal to like make money playing shows in America and to sell CDs.
Right.
And they're like, are you coming over here to play music and make money? And I was like, no, I'm just going to sit in a van and sing some songs with my friends. And they were like, all right. And they let me through, but I was like trying so hard not to cry. As soon as I got through, I just like started bawling my eyes out.
Especially because you're hungover as well. You have the anxiety.
Oh my God. And I'm
nightmare.
Like, what have I left? What evidence have I left in my handbag? Like that is going to get me, put me in jail.
Oh God.
And so I get to Canada, start the tour, and then I'm like, oh man, I haven't had my period for a while. Oh no.
Oh no.
And then I'm like, spend the next week thinking I'm pregnant, make Sam come to like the drive-through pharmacy with me, pee on a stick, make him hold my hand while I'm peeing on the stick because I'm just like, I'm so scared. Like I'm shaking. I'm like, don't look, but just like, don't leave. And then I wasn't pregnant. And then I wrote this song.
And then
so it's like it's the most honest song I've ever written, like word for word.
You're going to play a track for us, is that right?
I am.
That's very exciting. What are you bringing for us today?
Well, I thought I should do 5 a.m.
I think definitely after that, 100%.
Okay. Yeah. I woke you up, I know you hate that, and you said you'd call the cops. Well, you're so melodramatic, and I left my best shirt down in your basement, and I know it's 5 a.m., and I'm drunk, but I'm coming to take it. And you are the king. Stop yelling at me when I might be having your baby. I don't want you to know. I want you to know. Yeah, I want you to know. Drove all day to West Virginia, and the band I'm with, we're gonna play. I'm gonna try to ignore ya, but I'm weak as shit when it comes to you, and I don't wanna be your lover or your friend, but I do. You are the king. Stop.